You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our new Thursday Wire segment, Neighbourhood Watch, I spoke to Zoe from Radio Adelaide about the federal police raids in not only ABC Media's headquarters, but also at the home of a journalist. I began by asking what exactly went down.
The federal police have raided the home of this journalist, and it was over a leaked plan to allow government spying on Australians. I think the story came out in last year, 2018. They raided her home on Tuesday, so 2 days ago, with a warrant investigating the alleged publishing of information classified as an official secret, which they said that they had potential to undermine Australia's national security, and you know, it wasn't really in the public's interest. And now they're raiding the home of this journalist, and this is News Corp, so this is Murdoch. Really interesting stuff. It was a great way to really annoy the media. And then the next day, the federal police have raided ABC in Sydney. It's all kind of breaking at the moment, but what we do know is that the ABC raid was over the series in 2017. Again, interesting, like quite a while ago, about stories known as the Afghan stories. And this was about the unlawful killing and misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. And the journalists who are being investigated are investigative journalists Dan Oakes and Sam Clark. They were, the story, the Afghan files were based off of hundreds of pages of secret defence documents that were leaked to the ABC. So that's sort of what's happened, but the surrounding context is really quite complicated. I guess the first question is this an attack on the sources? Are they trying to find the sources, or are they just having an attack on the media? Because these things that these reporters are talking about are so in the public interest.
Yeah, it seems like an interesting justification around how is this protecting national security?
Yeah, so, I mean, last year Scott Morrison did this big national security speech, right, and it seems to be like this hot topic with the current Liberal government, who have just been in power for 2 weeks. Scott Morrison himself is conveniently in London right now giving the Queen a book about a racehorse. Sounds okay. Like an analogy, but that's literally what he was doing.
Wow.
He's conveniently in London, and he's told media, what did he say? He said about the News Corp raid, again, something along the lines of, it's good that our laws are being upheld. And then when they raided the ABC, he said, well, I have nothing to do with the matter. Direct all your questions to the police. But it is really interesting because, I mean, both of these stories are surrounding government's actions, and to say that you're not connected and that you have nothing to do with it, I don't know, it just seems really sus to me. But our Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, has said that it has nothing to do with them as well. It was said that they were not notified prior to any of these warrants, any of these raids.
Yeah.
So they had no idea, apparently. But I don't know, I think it's important to also question that. But also, that came out that the two raids were actually not connected. But again, like, I think we should question everything in this situation.
Are they claiming they weren't linked?
Yeah, they weren't linked. So the AFP released a statement saying that the arrests, no arrests were planned, sorry, but also that the warrants weren't linked, because one was in Canberra and one was in Sydney. So that's interesting. I don't know, again, if that's true or not, but the police have said that they're not linked. It's very interesting. It's again, as I mentioned, to what point is this an attack on the sources? Are they really trying to find the sources, or is this just a big game of intimidation on the media? And it really is an attack on press freedom. I was, you know, watching the TV last night, and lots of commentators are just saying that this is just a blatant attack and intimidation on Australian media.
Do you think it's going to work? Do you think that the Australian media will be pulling back from investigative journalism, or do you think that people just...
Well, I know that the ABC have said that they're vowed to protect their sources, and that this raid isn't going to affect any of their future investigative journalism, that they're going to stand by their journalists and they're going to protect their sources, and that they're not going to, you know, report with fear in the future. So that's what the ABC have said. I don't think it's going to work. I think, I mean, this is all really odd, but Australia's pretty, I think the Australian media, the good side, the good ones. I don't think they're going to back down too easy, but it will be interesting to see if any arrests will be made after this. The AFP have obviously left the ABC now. They were there for 7 hours. They took a USB of evidence of files. So there's a two-week hiatus during which any time documents which were handed over under the warrant can be challenged for legal privilege, or intend that the entire warrant can be challenged. Essentially, there's like a two-week grace period for the evidence, but they've taken it. All really bizarre stuff.
Do you think that these raids have something to do with the new government, even though they've only been in for 2 weeks?
Yeah, great question, actually. I think so. This is Zoe's opinion, but yeah, I think so. I think these stories that these journalists have reported look bad for the government. Now, I can't say that the government has told the police to raid these places, because I don't know that's true. That's not confirmed at all. But it looks really bad on the government. But, you know, if you don't want the Australian public knowing about you committing war crimes, maybe you shouldn't have committed war crimes. So I don't feel too bad for them in this situation. But yeah, I would say I think personally that very soon we're going to find out something a bit more behind these raids.
Yeah, that sounds like it's intense over there. Let's move on to the official interest rate being cut to a quote historic low of 1.25%. What are we thinking about that?
There's winners and losers in this situation. So the bad news is for people saving, what they get from interest will be lower. It's bad news for real estate agents, because I think housing prices may dip but then get higher. Bit of bad news for people looking for properties in that it might get easier for a bit to be able to get a house. Mortgage payments will go lower, so it'll be easier to get a mortgage, thus easier to get a house, but thus the competition will raise. So just bad news for first-time buyers. They have said that they might be cutting again soon too.
I think it's interesting as well around, obviously, this is a way to try and encourage the borrowers to start borrowing money from banks to stimulate the economy, because obviously we're in a global slowdown at the moment. But the government is in a surplus, so it's kind of, where's the fiscal stimulus here? Seems like everything's being left up to the Reserve Bank to put in this monetary policy, and potentially another way could be more effective, but hey, the decision's been made, so.
Yeah, definitely there was another way that this could have been done. Most of the four banks, our big four banks, Commonwealth and NAB, have passed on the full rate cut, but Westpac and ANZ, they've passed on only a percentage. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.